This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, as well as from my Moss Nissan studio, and great radio stations across America are currently playing this program, like AM920 The Answer in Atlanta. Hello to them. And 930 The Answer in San Antonio. Hello to you. And let's not forget about the fact, too, that we're broadcasting down in the Caribbean and also around the world on the Internet. Now, special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to all the people tonight working on the Third Watch, whether you're a trucker, the warehouse, factory worker, a butcher, a baker, a maintenance and janitorial worker, mechanic, a construction worker, maybe you're in the bulk mail centers, too, or maybe you're over at MacDill or CENTCOM, we got your six. And to the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And we're going to start this hour of the program off with the national anthem. That's for the United States Marines, because November the 10th is the 244th birthday of the United States Marine Corps, November the 10th. So get that one in the burner. And by the way, I will be on the 10th at Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson dealership, the brand new dealership right there on 49th Street in Largo. And you're welcome to show up. There's going to be free food for veterans. There'll be a lot of different things going on that day. Motorcycles coming and going. It's not uncommon to have 500 or so bikes in and out of there during the time we're there. There'll be a military exhibit there that day. I'll be in the middle of that, so it'll be easy to spot. And we'll have the AM860 tent up there, too. So stop on by and say hello, hello. We'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So look forward to seeing many of you there. And by the way, again, for those of you that showed up last night in St. Pete, thank you very much for just a great evening. And I really appreciated the folks that came up and wanted to take pictures and talk and this, that, and the other. And it's all about you guys and gals. It's all about you guys and gals. And we appreciate you very much. Now, speaking of Veterans Day, today The annual Veterans Day Parade is set for the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital. Now, many of the veterans hospitals around the country have their parades and their events on a Friday before Veterans Day. They do that intentionally so that the patients can take part and they can get the schools in and all that sort of thing. So here in the Tampa Bay area, it starts at 10 a.m. at the James A. Haley Veterans Hospital, the annual Veterans Day Parade. There will be others going on. By the way, the president will be, for the first time, we will have a United States president at a Veterans Day parade in New York City. How about that? For the first time in New York City, a Veterans Day parade, and President Donald Trump will be there. So that's pretty good. Now, we've been talking about a lot of things all night long, and of course, we just can't get away from the Mexican thing down there. And what's transpired. And, you know, a lot of our people are telling us, and Catwoman and Road Dogg, I'm right there with you. I love that little, the ball, the eagle with the flag. That's a great little thing you sent me. Thank you very much. And Catwoman and Road Dogg are two of our favorite truckers out on the highway headed back up to Lafayette, Indiana tonight from Laredo. Now, the president, and it's been suggested by many, and I got asked the question last night by several, what happens if the United States, along with Mexico, declares war against the drug cartels in Mexico? Because after all, they've killed thousands of Mexican citizens down there, the drug cartels, thousands, including police and military and civilians. And we've lost some more U.S. citizens this week down there. This isn't the first time, by the way, they've killed people from that village and that Mormon entity. This is not the first time. So with all that being said, what happens if we declare war? Now, does anybody other than me not remember what we did in Panama when we merely invaded Panama and arrested and took out Manuel Noriega and brought him back to the United States to stand trial for all the things that he was doing? Why couldn't we do that now with some of these drug lords down there, these cartels? Well, we could if Mexico would let us do it, but I don't know. There's so much money floating around with the drug cartels down there. I think it would be next to impossible to do that, even though it would be a nice start if we could figure out a way to somehow or another get along with Mexico and say, hey, we want to get rid of these people and help you out with the problems that you have at bay down there. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Advertising is simple.
It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan has got a brand new dealership where I will be on Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th. I'll be there from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at 11001 North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue, Moss Nissan. Moss Acura is also there at the same location. Now, that's in addition to the dealerships at 19 and 54 Newport Richey, the dealership in Crystal River on US 19, and the Moss Wholesale to the Public store in Homosassa Springs on US 19. Now, you can find out about all this and their inventory, too, by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and take advantage of the You Serve, You Save program, because all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, active or retired, and their 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on all new and used vehicles. Now, there is no better program for those who serve, so take advantage of it and tell your friends. It's a tremendous opportunity, 24/7, 365, and tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you an extra $500 off the deal, too. Now, remember, on Monday, I will be at the Moss Nissan North Tampa dealership at 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Stop by. Going to have free food for the veterans. And we'll shake your hand and we'll sit down and talk a little stuff or take a test drive, bring the kids, whatever. Going to be something there for everybody to do. And I look forward to seeing you there. Now, a lot of interesting poll numbers coming out here lately. And, you know, just like the vote in the U.S. House of Representatives to push forward with an impeachment inquiry, voters are still sharply divided, primarily amongst party lines over whether or not the Democrats will come up with the goods to remove President Trump from office. I say no. Now, you heard me talking earlier this morning, hour number one, and if you didn't, go back to the podcast and listen to the first two segments, Wayne Allen Root and myself talking about the president. You know, anybody that's a Democrat, especially if they're in a swing state, that votes to impeach this president, about 35 of them is a rough number. Anybody there definitely is going to have a real problem. It's going to have a real problem trying to do whatever they're going to try to do, because it just isn't going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. And no matter what you think, okay, there aren't enough people to get this right. It's going to be what it's going to be. Now, about 45% of all U.S. voters, likely voters, believe that the House's impeachment efforts will produce evidence of some sort of criminal wrongdoing. But they don't believe anything's going to happen in the Senate. So why do you do this? Why do you do this? Good question, huh? But here's the deal. With 36% of the people saying the U.S. is headed in the right direction, and with another 44% of likely U.S. voters approving of the president's job performance, and it's been that way for quite a while, I mean, it's pretty strong. There's some polls that take it up higher than that, but in the middle to high 40s is all what it is. And then the numbers just don't add up. And when you go to these rallies of folks, and I've been to all the rallies in the area, all of them, and by all of them, I mean all of them, the support there is just undying. We've got so many people that come there that get excited, really excited. They love this president. They love what he's doing. Now, are there a few people on the other side of the aisle? Sure. But not that many that we see or that we hear about. And, of course, anybody can get on the television and toss out a negative and have whatever they're going to have. They can do that, and it is what it is, as you well know. By the way, the border wall, I did a little research last night. And when it comes to the border wall, 1% of the budget, 1% of the budget is what we've got here for the border wall. 1%. And don't forget that you want this to be a situation where if it's 1% of the budget is going to go for the border wall, wouldn't that make more sense to try to do it that way and just take that budget and pay for this wall? We all know what we've got coming on here with the wall. And by the way, the president has told us, that and the facts vary out, you know, the fact that if we are able to build that wall, we're going to stop a lot of this nonsense that's going on coming across the border. It's just that simple. We're going to stop a lot of it. And again, why not do it? Why not just get the ball built up there and see what's going to happen? Now, James in Valdosta is chiming in, and James is agreeing with us. He's saying, as a matter of fact, build that wall and put a moat around it. James, I don't think so. And, of course, we've got another comment here from our Marine, Richard the Marine. He's in agreement here with finishing the wall. By the way, the majority of the people that I've spoken to are in absolute agreement when it comes to putting the wall in place. Now, it's not that expensive for us to do it. We're talking about the $5 billion that President Trump has requested to appropriate for the border wall construction along the southwest border in fiscal 2020. $5 billion. Which happens to be 1% of the entire budget from the Office of Management. Think about that for a minute. By the way, some news coming about John Bolton. My sources are telling me that John Bolton is not going to be testifying contrary to public opinion in this upcoming thing. And by the way, we got Tony in Monroe, Louisiana tonight chiming in. He's going, go Tigers! They're going to beat them. They're going to beat the Crimson Tide. All right, well, maybe, but I think somebody by the name of Christine is about to tell me that that's not the case because her daughter goes there. And I know Dan the Man, his boy, goes there. And, you know, it's going to be a whale of a game. I can't wait to see it. And Matt Gaetz talked with his folks. We're going to be seeing him on the 23rd at the Lincoln Day Dinner in Hillsborough County. I'll be there. I'll be sitting with at the chairman's table. So looking forward to that with Chairman Colonel Jim Warshook. And we should have a really good evening that night with Matt Gaetz and Callie McInerney, who will be there too. Our hometown gal, who's the public relations person with the campaign, Donald Trump campaign. Now, Matt Gaetz is talking about retooling the Intel Committee with Republican impeachment experts, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, our Congressman Lee Zeldin. Those are the experts, and they're talking about putting them in there. We'll see how that all works out. Yep, Christine, I knew I could count on you. Where are you here? Roll Tide. Yep, there we go. Christine with her Roll Tide in there. All right. That's our resident Roll Tide expert there. But it's going to be a well of a game, Christine. So button up, buckle up. Guarantee you buckle up on that one and see what happens. Also, don't tell anybody, but we got some high school football teams kneeling to pray on a Friday night. Last week it was done. A couple different places in the South. Of course, it's in the South where they're doing it. You might know, right? But like it or not, that's what's going on. And Senator Lindsey Graham has blasted our mainstream media for ignoring some pro-Trump news. He's come out, of course, and he said that people just don't seem to get it. And I agree. Now, let's listen to a little something here that I've got. Judge Napolitano, who I'm not sure what he is anymore, but listen to this.
Real quick, from the attorney for the whistleblower, you can see first one here, hashtag coup has started, hashtag rebellion, hashtag impeachment in some of these tweets. It's very scary. We'll get rid of him, and this country is strong enough to survive, even him and his supporters. And then there's one other one. Obviously, the attorney doesn't like the president. How big of a deal is this?
Well, it's decidedly unlawyer-like comments that I'm sure he's going to end up eating his words and wishes he hadn't said. I don't think it's a big deal in the ultimate impeachment. Obviously, attorneys have biases like everybody else. Yeah.
All righty, that's Judge Napolitano talking about this guy's going to eat his words. Coming up, Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He's back. Former U.S. Attorney General and Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions announcing he's running for his old job in the Senate prior to becoming AG.
Yes, we'll file our papers tomorrow.
He tells Tucker Carlson on Fox News,
I have some convictions that I think need to be pushed. We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. I think I can contribute to that.
Now, President Trump was extremely unhappy with Sessions' performance as Attorney General as he recused himself from the Russia investigation. In other news, President Trump on Twitter talking about Wall Street, he tweets, stock market up big today, a new record, enjoy. The Dow gaining 182 points to close at 27,674. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical. Now, Only Eyes Optical is down there in Sarasota, so for my friends down across the bridge, if you want to check them out at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, the optometrist down there, Diana Reason, will meet or beat any advertised price from any other big box store. Bring the ad along with you, show her what you got, and she'll meet it or she'll beat it. Now, Diana Reason cares about you and your eyes because Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why they all get a discount on their eyeglasses. So stop by today and say hello. Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Phone number 941-444-7984 and tell her the captain sent you. Only Eyes Optical, where the captain gets his glasses. All right. The insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is with us. Turn sports quarterback Mondays and Fridays. Hello, Patrick.
Hello, Matt Bruce. How are you doing today, Captain?
I'm doing really good. Now, listen, when I came back from the event in St. Pete last night and pulled into the driveway at the palatial offices of the Salem Media Group here in Tampa, all the lights were lit up over there at Raymond James Stadium. Now, why was that?
Well, because we had a football game last night. Tampa played South Florida. And unfortunately for the South Florida fans here in the Tampa Bay area, they lost 17-7. The Temple's a better team this year. They're 6-3. They're having a lot better season than they normally do. So, formidable matchup, and they hung in there, but they're on the losing end. And UCF will play tonight for all our Central Florida Night fans that listen to the show. So that'll be good. And,
well, the game this weekend, and nothing else matters unless you're living in Nome, Alaska. The game this weekend is LSU and Alabama for all the marbles, number one versus number two. I do believe they're playing that one in Louisiana, correct?
No. It's up in good old Birmingham.
Oh, they're playing it over. Okay, all right. Well, then no wonder the Roll Tide folks are chiming in to me and telling me Roll Tide, and this, that, and the other. But I've got just as many people. As a matter of fact, I've got Millie now just chimed in. Millie is in Shreveport, Louisiana, listening to us on our affiliate there, and she's going, hey, wait a minute, Captain, you got this. And she didn't say you. She says, y'all got this all wrong. It's the Tigers all the way. And I tried to do that in my best draw.
No, it's pretty good. A little Cajun talk from our head coach in Oregon. He's a good guy up there. And it'll be a good game. I tell you, it's going to be very interesting. You also have a Heisman Trophy candidate for LSU, Burrow, looking very good.
Yeah.
So if he can have a big game, he'll lock into the Heisman Trophy. Yeah, it's going to be very important, Captain, to see who wins this one. Now, if one of them loses, doesn't necessarily mean they're out of it either, because if they can still find a way to get to the
championship game. A couple, 3 years ago, wasn't it Auburn that wound up slipping in the back door with a loss?
Yes. So it can happen. It can happen. We'll see. We'll see how it all transpires tomorrow. And it starts at 3:30 for everybody listening. And then also for the listening audience, so last night the Oakland Raiders with John Gruden from Tampa Bay beat the Los Angeles Chargers on a Thursday night special.
Now, wait a minute. They're doing pretty good now, aren't they?
They're doing a lot better, Captain. He's really turned it around. John's a great coach. It just goes to show you, because the team, they got rid of a couple good players. They're great players. Amari Cooper's with the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
Khalil Mack is now with the Chicago Bears. But he's made the team in his image, and they're playing hard for him. So they got an outside shot to get the playoffs this year.
Okay, so what have we got coming up this weekend? Yeah, the Bucks are playing.
Well, no, it's an interesting story there, Cap, because Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to be playing the Arizona Cardinals, and that's Bruce Arians' former team. That's where he, retired from, and the Bucks talked him back into coaching. And
both teams ought to know each other then, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, Bruce is going to know them better than they know us, so that's the good news. They should get a win this weekend. I sure hope so. 2-6. It could easily be 4-4, Captain. If not 5-3, but they're 2-6. Mike Evans and Godwin, two of the most prolific pass receivers in the NFL right now. And we just can't seem to, find a way to win.
Well, Jameis has got to stop doing some of that stupid stuff where he loses the ball in his hand when it's a wannabe throw that doesn't be. But anyway, let's keep moving around. How about a little hockey action?
Good old hockey. Yeah, another week into it. And, I tell you, the surprise story is because a lot of people who listen to your show are Detroit Red Wing fans. Because we see him at Mission Barbecue on Tuesday.
Yeah.
We talk about him.
Yeah,
and,
I got razzed by somebody that listens to us on 1400 up there, AM 1400 in Detroit, and they told me, they said, you guys had better learn how to play hockey down there because we're coming this year. The Red Wings are coming.
Please. Well, they're not doing that hot this year, let me tell you. And interesting, the Lightning are going to be up at Buffalo today, playing at 2:00 in the afternoon special, which is
really
unusual. Yeah, I guess because it's Veterans Day weekend, and hail to all our veterans out there. You included there, Matt. So Monday we'll celebrate Veterans Day, which will be good for everybody. And speaking about hockey, the Bruins will play the Red Wings tonight at 7:30. So, yeah, it's been an interesting hockey season so far, to say the least.
And where are we racing this weekend? Where's NASCAR going?
Ooh, that's going to be out there in Arizona. It's kind of funny. Bucks playing in Arizona, and NASCAR's going to be out in Arizona. So we'll see how everything transpires out there. They're getting to the nitty-gritty of it now, Captain.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see who the champion is going to be. So it's, I mean, there's something for everybody this weekend, Captain, from NASCAR to hockey to football.
Well, keep in mind that this is the last year that they're going to finish up in Homestead, because next year they'll start in Daytona, they'll finish in Daytona.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'm being told the Blackhawks are the team to beat this year.
They're playing well. Chicago's playing well. They really are. They have a very good shot to do something. It's funny how, every 8 years, they make a run, the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yep. Sam the Paper Man is saying Chicago Blackhawks all the way, baby.
Yeah. They got a very good shot at it. They really do. And we're going to see how the Lightning play today at 2 o'clock, Captain, because the Sabres are playing very well up there in Buffalo. So, you know, near your old hometown there, good old Syracuse, New York. So,
how about the Buffalo Bills? How about the Buffalo Bills?
Great, aren't they?
Yeah. How about the Buffalo Bills? Yep.
I'm very excited. I mean, they had a shot to beat the Patriots.
I'm actually going to break my, it's going to get a little chilly, so I'm actually going to break my Buffalo Bills coat out again.
Hey, there you go. You got to get you a sweatshirt, a little Buffalo Bills sweatshirt for our Buffalo fans out there. So.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see. Now, I've always been a fan of that team. They're kind of like the underdogs of the NFL. Go to the Super Bowl four times in a row and can't win it. Reminds me of the Vikings going.
Well, you know, they love Marv Levy up there. And then, of course, Marv came down here and he worked with the Glaziers for a little while as what, a consultant?
Yes, that's correct. Trying to help him out. Yep. Yeah, he's a good guy, man. And he loves the game and he loves people. Jim Kelly's beating the cancer. God bless him. And, that's a big sports
town. And then we got high school football now. There was, high school football, and what people don't understand, certain parts of the country, Friday Night Lights, it's like going to a pro game in some of these towns.
Oh, yeah. They shut the whole place down and then go watch the games. Yeah, we're getting into the college playoffs. We're getting into the high school playoff, situations right now, Captain. They did some different things in the high school sports here in Florida. I don't know how they're doing it across the country, but they're not going off as much record. They're kind of doing a little college spinoff. They're looking at your strength of schedule and just getting rid of the districts and trying to get the best teams in the playoffs. I like the thought process.
Well, we
reward the kids who have played hard.
We had a couple teams in the South that were took knees to pray before the game and after the game, and I'm waiting for somebody to say something about that. But as far as I'm concerned, they could all do it, and it wouldn't bother me at all.
Oh, brother, you know, exactly. Why is it if it's negative, we can't say anything about it, but if it's positive, but hurts a few of the people on the fringe, it's not okay. I don't understand it, Captain. I really don't.
I don't either, but of course, these teams were in the South, and the press was making it look like this was a bad thing, that they were kneeling before the game and after the game. And they were doing it in teams together, you know, the way they do it.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, come on. I mean, last time I checked, this country was founded on Christian principles, right, Captain?
Yep. Just do the Pledge of Allegiance under God. Yep, those two words.
Mm-hmm. I mean, come on now. Man, if you have a problem with it, you know, I'm sorry. But that's
all right, listen, hang on. We're going to the break. Hang on. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with Patrick Hyland. We'll wrap this thing up. But you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget, if you're down there in Sarasota, the first Thursday of each month, we do Have Lunch with the Captain at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. We had a good crowd there yesterday. We look forward to going there next month. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. You know, Freedom Boat Club's got 185 locations across the country. Many are located where we're talking to you right now. Three locations in Canada, two in France. Yep, I said France, parlez-vous français. So check them out online, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. And right back now to Patrick Hyland. Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback, turn sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. Well, Patrick, we just got the word that President Trump is going to the Alabama-LSU game in Alabama tomorrow. How about that?
I think it's awesome, and I hope I don't hear a bunch of stupid reports about going, oh, I guess with his busy golf schedule, he can still find time to go to the LSU-Alabama game and not be president. I'm just waiting for them stupid reports to come out, Captain. It just needs to stop. You know what else needs to stop, Captain?
What?
People spending too much money on their Medicare programs out there. I just helped out a lady last night, Captain, spending $250 a month on a Medicare supplement. another $50 on a drug card, okay, plus your $135 on our Part B Medicare premium monthly. I was able to save her the $250. She doesn't have to spend that anymore. The $50 drug card's included in my Medicare Advantage plan, plus able to put $125 back in her Social Security check. This is what I can do for the people out there, veterans and
right.
civilians. My name is Patrick Hyland. Please give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. If you know of anybody out there, your parents, your uncles, your aunts, give me a call. That's what I did. I met this young man. He called into the radio show, and I helped him out. Speaking of that, Captain, check me out on the Sports Zone this Sunday from 11 to 12 on AM 860. And so we'll be talking about the LSU-Alabama game. And thank you, as always, Captain, for having me on this great show.
Talk to you on Monday and Friday. All right. Take care.
Sir.
All right. Patrick Hyland, insurance quarterback, and catch him on Monday. And by the way, you might see him show up this weekend either at Burt's Harley-Davidson on Sunday over there at Largo on 49th Street, or you might see him Monday at Moss Nissan, one or the other. Alrighty, well, let's go with the beach and boating forecast now. Alrighty, well, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, today it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy. There'll be some afternoon showers developing. The winds will be out of the northeast starting out this morning, gusting to 10 miles an hour. This afternoon, they'll be a little stronger, especially in the showers. We'll have winds from 10 to 15 miles per hour, and we'll have some gusts up near 20 in some of the thunderstorms that we might get. Seas will be 1 to 2 this morning. Light chop this afternoon, 2 to 4 feet with a moderate chop. Both the Gulf and the Bay water temperature is currently 81 degrees. We had our low tide a little while ago at 5:33 a.m. Our high tide coming at 11:37 a.m. And believe me when I tell you, it's not going to be too bad of a day, too bad of a weekend to be out on the water. Now, the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay is the largest of all the franchises, with 430 boats right here of all the 185 locations across the country. Now, remember that here in Tampa Bay, we've got 28 ports. Two more coming soon, and a new one coming in Gainesville. Ah, ha, ha, go Gators! I'm telling you, you're going to have a boat club up there in Gainesville, be able to do double duty there. Go out on the boat, vice versa, or come on back, whatever the situation might be. Now, don't forget, you get $1,000 off the one-time membership fee, plus if you're active duty military, a veteran, or a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time membership fee. All you do is pay the balance due, and after that, you get a monthly fee for being a member. Now, your membership, this is the great part. Your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations. Just go to the Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay.com website, Freedom Boat Club Tampa Bay.com website, or call them at 855 Freedom, the number again, 855 Freedom, and tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide, slap open for you, and you never know. And by the way, don't forget you can go for one of those free boat rides on the bay. Sunset cruise, they call it, and find out what it's all about to ride around in a Freedom boat. And that's not a bad idea either, doing that. So think about that for a second. All right. Now, wrapping things up here today, it's been an interesting week. That's the understatement of the year, right? With all the different things that have been going on. And believe me when I tell you, the whistleblower thing is going to be all over the news again come Sunday. It's going to be like impeachment, whistleblower. But there's some other things in the news. We've got three soldiers, actually a Navy SEAL, an Army Airborne First Lieutenant, and a Green Beret Special Forces Major, who are liable to be either have their sentences commuted or to be granted a pardon altogether by the president this weekend leading up to Veterans Day. Now, this is a big deal, and it's been a long time in coming, because you know what I've told you about Eddie Gallagher and the fact that I felt Eddie Gallagher was being railroaded. Now, We've all done stupid things. Granted, the picture with the dead combatant, I get it. That what shouldn't have been done. Okay, but that's not jail time, and that's not a court martial, and it's not murder. Okay, that's number one. Number two, Clint Lorenz, who was railroaded for doing exactly what he should have done. Let me tell you something. Had that been me, and had you had somebody coming at you on a motorcycle, two guys on a motorcycle that were armed, that later was found out they did have explosives, if they had come at me, I would have shot them too when you told them to stop. So what's the problem? He was following the rules of engagement that he was presented with for the situation. He, I believe, is going to be released, and I believe he's also going to have the charges against him dropped altogether, be exonerated, and if it works out the way we think it's going to work out, he's going to have his rank reinstated, he'll be a first lieutenant, he'll get all his back pay, he'll be able to be activated again, his record will be wiped clean. He was a good soldier, he was a good platoon leader, everybody liked him, he had very high efficiency ratings in the military, and he's the kind of guy you want to keep in there. And hopefully it'll all work out that way. And we'll be seeing what'll happen this weekend. We'll be seeing what'll happen this weekend. So either tonight, you'll either hear about the news tonight, or you'll hear about the news tomorrow. Either way, one way or the other. Now, not to be outdone, the Air Force is probably going to give up hope on finding that missing airman that went out the back door of the aircraft when they were up there flying off Hurlbut Field, about 70 miles or therefore out in the Gulf of Mexico. He went missing on a jump training exercise, and his chute deployed, and he was last seen floating in the water. But, if you know anything about water, and unless the water up there is 80 degrees, and I don't think it was, they may or may not find him. He didn't have anything with him to pop smoke, nothing like that, so nothing was going to happen in that respect. So our thoughts and prayers go out to him. It was a very sorry situation, and he just went right out the back door, and that was it. End of story. Now, I want to remind you about Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Dominic's spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh. And, Jill and the gang in the store will take really good care of you. Because it's not like one of those big box stores where you go there and it's wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and out the door you go. Uh-uh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. That's number one. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominic's also offers something the big box stores can't do. Installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. And they do it happily. They come up here to Tampa Bay. They do it also down there in the Sarasota area. So, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345. Give them a call, set up an appointment, and remember, all military and first responders get a 10% discount too on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Tell them the captain sent you. You might get into the back room and some of those surprise pastries they got back there. Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that? Oh, okay. I'm just kidding. But anyway, no, they're good people. Check them out. Alrighty, coming up next, after the top of the hour news, broadcasting about 20 feet away from where I'm sitting right now, Hugh Hewitt is in our flagship station, AM 860, The Answer. Tampa, going to broadcast around the country from here. You guys have a great day, and remember, it's all about we the people. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay low. See.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.